Hi, I'm Stunning Stella Cheeks.
And I'm the Enigma Erin Klein.
And this is Not Your Demographic, a feminist wrestling podcast.
Shockingly, those exist. Turn more and more into Wayne's World as this time
travel. Yeah, I thought that's what we were doing the whole time.
I guess.
As a reminder, Erin is on her honeymoon. This is her last week away. Mm-hmm. She'll be back next week. I hope you enjoyed your guest co-host, Bobby Hoffman.
Yay!
But Erin will be back, so everybody rejoice. But this is her last reading of Shawn Michaels' second book.
Second book. Please remember he has two books. If you ever feel like, I'm not good enough to be a writer, Shawn Michaels has two books. You're totally good enough to be a writer. Just do it. Okay, this is the last one. This is my favorite of these selections also. This was the one that when I read this book the first time, I was like, these people are trash garbage. I hate them with every fiber of my being. Okay, so our final reading from Shawn Michaels, Wrestling for My Life, The Legend, The Reality, and The Path. Nope. The Faith of WWE Superstar. I'm so done with this book. I'm like, I can't even look at it anymore. This one's a little bit longer, but again, this is like my favorite story. Cameron is their son, P.S. When Cameron was a baby, the one that was impregnated immediately.
Baby number one.
Immediate baby. But right by God, because they were married.
By Elvis.
Yes. An Elvis impersonator?
Oh, sorry.
If it was actually Elvis, that would be a way better story. If I was in Vegas and I was like, I can get married by literal Elvis, fuck yeah, I would do that. That would be fucking cool. Okay. When Cameron was a baby, and before my salvation, we bought a computer. As I was learning how to use it, a buddy showed me some websites. Yeah, those kinds. Also, I'd like to point out that right away, a buddy showed me some of those okay. How often do you sit around with your friends and you're like, hey guys, out of nowhere, let me show you some porn? Not very often, I gotta say. It's not something I do very often. Sometimes, but not often. Okay. Yes, those kinds. New paragraph. Rebecca asked if I had been looking at porn. New paragraph. Nope, I said. I hadn't learned that it's possible to check the history of websites that had been called up on a computer. New paragraph. Rebecca asked again, and I denied again. New paragraph. She called up the history list, and I had to admit that about what I had been doing. So I love the idea that she's like, bitch, really? Here is your internet history, you big dum-dum. Learn what incognito mode is, you idiot. She called up my history list, and I had to admit what I had been doing. Rebecca hadn't had... Oh, I read this sentence impartial at first and was like, what? Rebecca hadn't had many guys treat her as well. I was like, whoa. Rebecca hadn't had as many guys treat her as well as they should have. They all eventually seemed to disappoint her or hurt her. Because we hadn't dated long before marrying, again, 3 weeks, insane. Because we hadn't dated long before marrying, there was much I had yet to learn about her, including her history with relationships. A thing you should definitely learn after you get married to somebody. For sure. And get them pregnant. You should learn about all of their trauma after you've mixed your sperm with their eggs. Once you've like coded your DNA together, then you should be like, hey, have you ever dated anybody else? Like, just out of curiosity. I just wonder. That's how you marriage everybody. Just so everyone knows. I still had a lot to learn about her, including her history with relationships. And here I was, doing something that had to make her think I might be just like all the other guys who had hurt her. Yeah, because everyone watches fucking porn.
Everyone watches porn.
I might be like all the other guys who had hurt her. New paragraph. She called my lawyer. New paragraph. I want a divorce, she told him.
From porn?
Yes! Well, Rebecca, he said, I am Sean's lawyer. I don't care, she replied. I don't want anything. I just want a divorce. My lawyer told her that they could talk more about it later. She left the house with Cameron for the night while hoping, I learned later, that I would come after her. Again, the best thing you should do in a marriage is storm out of your house with your child, not tell your husband, I want you to come get me, and then be upset when he doesn't. That's how marriage works. I learned later that she... Was hoping I learned later that I would come after her. New paragraph. I didn't. I was stubborn. New paragraph. She came back home the next day, and we had an open and honest discussion in which she helped me understand how much I had hurt her. That was a pivotal point in our marriage. We saw, especially I saw, that we had some growing to do in our relationship. The end. I love that anecdote because, like, first of all, everyone watches porn. Second of all, there could not be a more perfect little glass bottle of what the fuck were you thinking marrying someone that you didn't know anything about? And also, like, don't storm out of your house because your husband watched porn and then come back the next day. Like, stay gone. Stay gone and call him and be like, hi, remember how I told you I wouldn't put up with that? I won't put up with it. But nope. That she had to help him understand how he had hurt her. All right, that's... No one read this book. It's fucking awful. It's really bad. It's not... Again, it's not even well written. Like, I don't want to put that on David Thomas. I think he did the best he could possibly do with this fucking trash heap. But...
I wonder how many copies this sold.
I don't know. I know when it first came out, I had to wait on a long list to get it from the library. It was like 50 people deep when I read it the first time. And then this time when I checked it out, immediately.
Nobody gave a shit.
No waiting list, and they've gotten rid of all of their other copies. I have the only copy in Chicago right now, and I've renewed it 3 times because no one wants it because it's not a good book. Ugh, it's not good. The only other thing that I would say that I found that I liked about it is at some points he talks more about how fucked up his back is and, like, what he has to do in the morning. Like, has to get up every morning and, like, put heating pads all over himself and then, like, sit in a heated recliner for an hour while his wife makes a breakfast because he's in so much pain he can barely stand. And so, like, knowing that and then also knowing, like, but you still try to wrestle at your training academy? Like, what are you doing? It's maybe you should pray to Jesus and he could be like, hey, Sean...
Hey, Sean.
No. Just stop. You have to stop. No. Girl, no.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean. I hear that you've been praying to me a lot so that I can make you better and you can wrestle again, but no. The answer to your question is no.
The answer is no.
No. And that concludes the dramatic reading of Shawn Michaels, Wrestling for My Life, The Legend, The Reality, and The Faith of a WWE Superstar.
What are you doing now?
I am literally on my way home right now.
On a plane.
On a plane. Yay!
Hopefully Germany was fun.
Oh, I'm gonna guess that it was. I'm gonna guess that it was super fun. And I will see you guys next week.
All the sound effects.
Me this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little